Hello Aquarius, April here from Real Talk Tarot. Today I've got your full moon message for this full moon in Capricorn, okay? Now Capricorn is about, it can be a little stern. It's about rules, regulations, a method, okay? It's about order, all right? And it can sometimes be, it can sometimes feel restrictive, and it can sometimes be toxic, okay? It can be addictive or codependent, all right? So, as I was starting your reading, I noticed that one of my cards has coffee on it. And I'm going to share this with you because I once made a joke about myself that it didn't matter what paperwork it was, how official it was supposed to be. My watermark inevitably was a coffee ring. So that's just my little rebellious nature, I guess, that I just don't, I don't know, I don't find societal I don't know, I just find it ridiculous, actually, more than I find it useful. These documents and checks and balances and whatnot. Okay, I know they're necessary and all that good stuff, but for me personally, I rebel against those things. And it doesn't even matter how careful I'm trying to be, okay? I could be trying to send a letter to a judge or something, and inevitably, it just always happens. Somehow that document ends up getting there looking like I don't even know what. All right. Now, some authority might find that disrespectful. All right. I simply don't care. Because I don't know. Those are all man-made things, you know. And it's not that I feel like I'm above the law or anything like that. I just find it silly sometimes. The formality. It just doesn't have to be like that. Anyway, so I have gone on about myself here for a minute. Now, I'm going to channel some messages for you through some kind of random drawing here. Alright, never mind my phone, I'm doing a podcast as I'm doing this video. And we're just going to see if Spirit can throw us a couple messages for the Starseed of Aquarius, please, Spirit. What messages do you have for Aquarius? Okay, now, Aquarius, let's see what we got here. Your channel drawing looks like so. Alright. And this could look like just a bunch of blobs. This is an ink blob test or something. But within here are perhaps some messages for you. Alright. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and all that good stuff. Let's take a look here and see what I can see. Right off the rip, I see a snake here. Okay, there is a letter S. There's a snake mouth up here open. I am seeing a lot of activity having to do, not necessarily, yeah, look at. So, I see a flag here. Okay. I see an arrow. Let's turn it and see if we see anything different this way. It kind of looks like a pirate ship here. I see that. Alright. So we're talking snakes and piracy, Aquarius. I don't know what, if anything, that means to you. The swirling could indicate water, stormy weather. A lot of snake imagery. Okay, and a lot of movement. Alright, Aquarius. So, let's get on with the reading. We're going to look at some cards now. And we're going to be taking a look at what this full moon in Capricorn is kind of gently or not so gently pushing you to release. Okay. So Spirit, what can you tell the starseed of Aquarius? Where is Aquarius standing right now in this, under this beautiful full Capricorn moon, which is pulling everyone in different directions, because we're in Cancer season, like I said, or maybe I didn't. And so there's that emotional, you know, again, push and pull. Alright, so let's see. Where is Aquarius? Now, this doesn't, you know, this picture I have here doesn't necessarily mean that you're dealing with other snakes, all right, Aquarius, because Capricorn Moon is asking you to look at yourself as well, all right, so we're going to heal some inner things here that could be preventing your, you know, gaining momentum that you need, or sailing these stormy seas. There's just a lot of movement so far. So what's going on with Aquarius, Spirit? Why are you so quiet? The starseed of Aquarius, please. Thank you. Knight of Wands reversed. Well, something is being held back. Okay, it could be an emotion, or an idea, or a message, an offer. Why is this Knight of Wands reversed, Spirit? Why is this Knight of Wands reversed for Aquarius? Holding tightly onto Pentacles. Okay, we're holding onto stability. Okay, now again, if this is a codependent situation, you might be staying loyal or devoted to something that's not for your actual highest good, okay? And why is that? What's crossing, Aquarius? Why are they stuck here? Why is Aquarius stuck in this energy, Spirit? Does this full moon need them to release? Isn't entirely too many. Okay. For Aquarius, please, Spirit. Why are the Nine of Wands reversed and the Four of Pentacles reversed, please? Two of Cups reversed, okay? So there is, some type of partnership situation here, okay? Now, if we're going to look within, I would say that that could be your actual relationship with yourself, okay? You might have over-identified with a certain aspect of yourself and have become something that no longer serves you. Page of Swords. Okay, you got one foot in and one foot out. So what is coming to assist? What is coming to assist Aquarius, please, Spirit? Judgment. Okay. This isn't just your judgment. This looks like a spiritual judgment. Some kind of judgment call is going to be made on this situation. What's going to be the end result of this judgment, please, Spirit? What is the result of this judgment for the star seed of Aquarius? What will be the result of this judgment for this star seed of Aquarius? I'm getting a little scattered energy. The cards are scattering. The wind is blowing. Interruptions are picking up. This could indicate where you've been at, you know, inner turmoil for you. Because on the outside, it looks like you're just, you're standing your ground, staying where you're staying put. But there's a lot going inside of you and above you, all right, in the 5D. Magician reversed. Okay, so Aquarius. There may be some judgment call being made on you because you have manipulated this energy. You have sacrificed perhaps a relationship for money. Okay. What is the potential? Yeah, here come the sirens, of course. You know? Oh, man, yep. Aquarius, check this out. We have the Seven of Swords reversed, okay? So this indicates someone, something backfiring, okay? So whatever this energy was that you have been operating in, perhaps the shadow, it could be exposed now, all right? And I can hear sirens way down the road. They're probably going to come past here because they always do when I'm trying to do a reading. But that could be a sign, okay? Now let's look at the emotional energies here in the Prism Oracle deck for Aquarius Spirit. What are the energies for the star seed of Aquarius under this full Capricorn moon, please? isolation. Okay? You could be feeling this way in a whole group of people. Or you could be feeling the need to go within and examine these shadow energies within you. All right, maybe try to pinpoint why you feel the need to manipulate situations in a deceptive way. Okay, so these could be, you know, your own trust and insecurity issues, right? There could be more going on here, right? Again, if we go back to the picture, we had piracy. So, you might have hijacked a situation in some kind of way. You know, there could have been a coup or something. I don't know. There's just something deceptive. Now, what else? What is crossing? What is the challenge, Spirit? What is the challenge for Aquarius? The Aquarius might be challenged to listen to this video because it's taking so damn long. Strength. Yep, you're going to need it. What's challenging you is, you know, maybe just having the strength and fortitude to get through this, recognizing this behavior, all right? It's going to take courage, too. You're going to have to look at yourself in a little bit of a harsh way. Again, that taskmaster. If you want to conquer this shadow, okay, this is what shadow work is. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. Yep, sweetness reverse. There's nothing sweet about it. What else? The end result will be success, Aquarius. And I'm going to stop it right there. Okay? So, Aquarius, that was your full moon reading. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.